AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Hurricane Lee is out in the open waters of the Atlantic, and forecasters say it could become the first Category 5 storm of the Atlantic season. Lee is not expected to make landfall, but it could create problems for some places like Puerto Rico, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, and Bermuda this weekend. Relentless rainfall has hit parts of Greece. Several people are dead. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
On social media, residents Nikos Bantitis posted a video from the Greek island of Skiathos, which showed widespread damage and flooding after heavy rainfall. Rescuers were deployed to some of the worst-hit areas, where residents were forced to seek shelter on their roofs as floodwaters rose to over 6 feet. Authorities said more than 880 people had been rescued so far, and several people were still missing. Flooding triggered by severe rainstorms also hit neighbouring Bulgaria and Turkey, leaving over a dozen people dead in 3 countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
Victims of a deadly Russian missile attack in eastern Ukraine were buried today. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine.
Just yesterday, we saw the bombing of a market. 17 people or more killed, many others injured. A market. For what? This is what Ukrainians are living with every day.
Today, Ukraine says Russia attacked the port city of Izmail for the 4th time in 5 days. A police officer was killed and another injured when their cruiser was struck by a car speeding through a red light in Hartford, Connecticut. A suspect is in custody. Bruce Springsteen is taking an unexpected breather and postponing his September shows, citing doctor's orders. The almost 74-year-old Springsteen said he's being treated for symptoms of peptic ulcer disease. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening lower on Wall Street as investors worry that a too warm economy will push the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates higher for longer. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% Thursday. It's on track for its 3rd straight loss. Big tech stocks were weak. That helped push the Nasdaq Composite down 1.5%. The Dow, which has fewer technology stocks in it than other indexes, was little changed. Traders currently forecast a roughly 50-50 chance that the Federal Reserve will raise rates again this year. That's after several reports showed that the economy is still humming along. The Federal Reserve is trying to slow the economy with high interest rates in order to cool inflation. High rates make it more expensive to borrow money. They also tend to weigh down stock prices. The yield on the 2-year Treasury note remained just above 5%. Seth Zutel, New York.
An American researcher is trapped more than 3,000 feet inside a cave in Turkey. Mark Dickey is an experienced caver. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.